can I get you in a better mood now?
How?
Remember this? This will brighten you up, Dino.
So here we go again. Manly and Para. Para's well ahead, but the gap starts to narrow. Manly's coming back. Seems like they're built out of steel. How do you feel? You thump them, bump them, pick them up and dump them. Manly's coming back. Thrasher keeps on coming. Just goes to show what an eagle can do to an ear. How do you feel? Manly's coming back. A good trial to it.
That got you fired up, Dino?
Oh, good times, weren't they?
Great memories, aren't they? Yeah, although late 70s, early 80s, those Tui's ads. And
I think there was a bit of live action intertwined with a bit of acting, in inverted commas, which took place at Belmore Sports Ground.
Did Ray Price score an actual try in the ad?
I'll tell you how we'll find out.
Let's ask the great man himself. Ray, good morning.
I did score a try against Manly.
I thought you did, yeah. All right, Ray, thanks for joining us. And these games are sort of iconic, particularly if you lived through that period of the 70s and 80s when Manly and Parramatta clashed. There was something special, weren't they, Ray?
Mate, I enjoyed playing against Manly. There's a lot of sides that I enjoyed playing against. But, yeah, you knew you were always in for a hard game.
What was it about Manly, Pricey, that sort of seemed to bring out the best in Parramatta?
Well, you know, they were the slickers. You know, they just thought they were something they weren't. And we were the team that were going to prove it.
Was there that old sort of Silver Tails battlers from Western Sydney mentality back then?
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys sort of thrived on that at times, didn't you?
Oh, mate, yeah. Yeah. Like, we just love playing football.
Mm. Yeah, they were fascinating games to watch. And 82, 83, those two iconic grand finals, Ray and that great Parramatta team that you were with. Both times Manly thought they had your measure, but both times on the big day, you found a way to win.
Well, mate, that's what you had to do. Mm. You know, you never give in, you never stop. You keep going until the end. And if you're fortunate enough, you have a win. If you don't, they have a win.
Mm. Pricey, how lucky were you and how lucky were your teammates when you all looked around at each other and you saw Ray Price, then you saw Peter Sterling, Brett Kenny, Eric Groth,
Mick Cronin,
Steve Eller, Mick Cronin. It went on and on and on. You must have always had that feeling pre-game that you were going to win.
Well, a little bit. You can't be too confident in what you do. Mm. You've still got to be able to reproduce your best form on that day. If you don't do that, well, you'll come up with a loss.
Yeah. I guess what Dino was trying to say, Ray, is that as a player, it must engender confidence in when you look around, you've got such terrific teammates who you know under pressure, they're not going to go missing.
Well, it was so easy to play with that group of guys that I was playing with. Mm. You know, like, I wasn't overconfident, but I was very confident of winning.
Yeah.
Hey, Pricey, who would have thought when you picked up the Giltinan shoe with Mick Cronin in 86 and it was such a great era for Parramatta, and I guess we all thought that the era would never end or it would return soon after. Who would have thought that that's the last time you would have won a premiership?
Yeah, well, you've got to know when it's your time to stop playing, you know. And I just thought, well, we've won this year. I'd rather go out a winner than a loser.
You made sure you won, which was great. Yeah. Hey, Ray, we'll ask you about today's game in a sec, but it's been well publicised over the years. You've had your health issues, but Dino says you're going well at the moment, and I know a lot of Parramatta fans would love to hear that you're fighting fit again, Ray.
Mate, I am. I don't let anything beat me. You just sort of got to keep fighting.
What do you think of today's game, Pricey? I know you're a big league fan. You always have been, always will be. I mean, we all tend to look back with rose-coloured glasses. Do you like today's game? Is there parts of it you don't like? And if so, what would you change?
Mate, I would change the attitude of a lot of the players. I believe they don't play to the end. You know, they seem to give in too easy.
A lack
I'd
of
love
fight?
To be playing against. I'd love to be playing against a few of them today.
That never say die attitude. They called you Mr. Perpetual Motion. It was for that full 80 minutes. I dare say that all your teammates had that same attitude to football back then, Ray?
Mate, exactly right. We had a team of people that thought the same way. And it was so easy to play.
Prossy, if you could somehow pinpoint your greatest moment. I mean, 86 was incredible, your last game, you win a premiership. But was 81 right there at the finish line as well, given it was Paris' first title and you'd been there for, five, six, 7 years previously and come so close.
A couple of grand finals.
And then when Brett Kenny throws that dummy and runs down the members' sideline to seal the game, it must have been an incredible feeling.
Well, we had incredible players for an incredible team. And it was so easy to play your best football because they embarrass you into doing it. So, yeah, look, I just enjoyed playing with that side. It was so easy to do. And it was great. Yeah, 81 was a good grand final because it was the start of our run. I wasn't too impressed with the referees. I never have been.
Pricey, I know we're going to talk about Manly and Parra, but I just want to divert you for 1 second. That 82 Kangaroo Tour, gee, that was some side. What about the forward pack, Ray? It was Price, Wayne Pearce, Rod Reddy, Craig Young, Max Krillich, who's our guest on very soon, and Les Boyd.
What a team.
Pricey, that
what
is one tough forward pack.
Mate, well, it makes it easy to play. Look at the calibre of the player that you just mentioned. It is so easy to play football. But, you know, people hated playing us, which was great.
Yeah, they were just a phenomenal team. Went through, of course, that Kangaroo Tour undefeated. Hey, Ray, you're going out this afternoon for Parramatta Seagulls at Combank?
No, I'm up in, just short of Queensland.
I said to Pricey during the week, didn't I, Pricey? I said, if you're in Queensland now, we might have to obviously discuss the time difference.
No,
before
I'm not
the interview,
in
he said, I'm not living in bloody Queensland.
No.
You'll be watching it though, Ray?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And why does Parramatta win, Ray?
Mate, because it's their turn.
Pricey, can the drought finish this year? I mean, do you have confidence at Parramatta, albeit they're not on the upper levels of premiership favouritism? You know, can they shock rugby league?
I do understand that. And the funny thing about it is, Parramatta team has got to start believing in themselves. You know, they forget that they've got to play for the full 80 minutes. And until they do that, they'll never become an enforcer in the competition.
It's fair advice, yeah. I'm sure they'll be listening. And because they'll have to play for 80 minutes this afternoon, Dino, because Manly are out of the blocks.
Well, I
flying.
Think they'd have to play 82. That's right.
Yeah.
But I still think they can do it.
Hey, Pricey, can I ask you a bit of a cliched question? Who was the greatest player you played with or against?
Sterling.
Yeah.
You said that very quickly.
Sterling and Brett Kenny.
Yeah.
Superstars.
Just freakish players. Yeah.
What about the next immortal, Pricey? Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, mate. You have to ask the people that pick it because I'm not on the picking list.
Yeah, there's a lot of obviously support for Brett Kenny and also Ronnie Coote. So there'd be two.
And indeed, a Ray Price here as well.
You got a text here from Adrian from Castle Hill saying Ray Price should have been made an immortal decades ago. Sterling and Kenny were sensations, but no Price, no premierships. A genuine superstar.
Well, mate, that's good for people to stick by me. And I don't know. I would love to have it, but it's not a be-all or end-all.
No, terrific. Where will you watch the game today, Ray? Just at home?
Mate, at home, yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I know you'll be cheering on your beloved Eels. Let's hope they can get the job done. Hey, Ray, it was terrific taking a walk down memory lane, and there's something special about these Eels-Seagulls clashes, and good luck this afternoon.
Mate, I love playing most teams. There wasn't a team that I didn't like to play because you love to beat people.
You certainly did, Pricey. Yeah. You beat a lot of people over the years. One of the greatest players this game's ever seen, a rugby union convert who I can quite easily say, Ray, right now is one of the all-time greats going back 116 years in rugby league. 100%. So, Pricey, it was great to hear from you. Good luck to your Eels this afternoon. Good luck with your health, and hopefully we'll catch up very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Pricey. You have a great day.